Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Administrasi Barang-Barang Terapeutik Australia atau TGA secara resmi telah mengakui 2 vaksin tambahan untuk inokulasi terhadap COVID-19, yakni Sinopharm milik China dan Covaxin dari India. Persetujuan atas kedua vaksin ini membawa kelegaan bagi ribuan siswa, warga negara dan juga anggota keluarga yang telah divaksinasi penuh yang menunggu untuk bisa datang ke Australia. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Ariana Lucente, Rachel Harrison-Place dan Sofia Petrovic. Joy Zhu adalah seorang mahasiswa PhD di University of Sydney. Temannya, Paul Tian, yang dikenalnya sejak SMA, diterima di jenjang master di Macquarie University saat masih di China. Pembelajaran Paul dipindahkan secara online ketika COVID melanda, di mana pandemi juga mencegahnya untuk bisa pergi ke Sydney. Joy mengatakan mereka berbicara beberapa kali dalam satu hari.
I've been closely monitoring what's going on with the border because I want all my friends to get back. There is a great portion of my friends who are currently in China, so everyone is very keen on returning to Australia very soon.
Teman lama ini pendengar bisa segera dipertemukan kembali menyusul kabar bahwa Australia kini mengakui vaksin COVID-19 Sinopharm milik China dan Covaxin milik India. Joy mengatakan ini akan memberikan kesempatan lebih besar bagi pelajar internasional untuk kembali.
I would definitely define this as a very positive news or a positive gesture for welcoming the skilled immigrants as well as the international students to come back. So finally the vaccine are getting recognized or at least approved to some extent, and I'm hoping that he will be back when we have actually reached a target of 80% vaccination rate.
Paul berharap pada akhirnya ia bisa tiba di Sydney setelah 18 bulan belajar jarak jauh.
Life in Australia is attractive and wonderful. I can't wait to experience a different life there. And of course, the resources that in the university that I can access to could accelerate my research, like the library and my lab equipment. And I've only met with my supervisor and colleagues virtually before. I'm looking forward to meet with them face to face, and I believe it will also help raise the efficiency of our research.
Untuk saat ini pendengar, perbatasan hanya terbuka bagi warga Australia yang kembali, penduduk tetap, dan keluarga dekat mereka di 3 yurisdiksi. Katriona Jackson, pemimpin eksekutif dari Universities Australia, mengatakan ada kemungkinan besar banyak pelajar yang akan dapat kembali pada awal tahun ajaran 2022.
Look, we need to work very quickly and very hard right now to make sure that all these processes are as streamlined and as smooth as they can be. We know there's considerable confusion for students still about what the rules are once they get to Australia, and there are different rules all up and down the eastern seaboard. So we need to make those uniform and standard, make sure there is a really clear path for students who've been waiting so patiently at home. 140,000 students still enrolled at universities, still working away, but doing so remotely, so keen to get back into the country.
Andrew McKellar, pimpinan eksekutif Kadin Australia, mengatakan ia ingin melihat perjalanan bebas karantina bagi pelajar yang divaksinasi penuh. Ia mengatakan menjalani karantina pada saat kedatangan bisa membatasi dan juga mahal bagi para pelajar internasional.
This is a $40 billion a year industry for Australia, export industry. It's absolutely essential that all institutions, universities, other institutions are able to get those students coming back in from overseas. China and India are the big markets. We have to get people coming in from those markets.
Pendidikan internasional merupakan ekspor terbesar keempat dari negara ini, dan persaingannya pun sangat ketat. Australia berharap dapat merayu kembali para pelajar, bahkan ketika negara-negara lain menggelar karpet selamat datang. Tapi Mr. McCullough mengatakan adanya penundaan apapun sebelum tahun akademik yang mencegah siswa internasional untuk datang dapat mempengaruhi pemulihan ekonomi Australia.
The risk is that we're going to lose students to other countries, whether it be Canada, the US, UK, elsewhere in the region, the risk is that we won't get the full number of students coming in.
Sementara itu, Ms. Jackson mengatakan bahwa meskipun pendaftaran untuk pelajar internasional meningkat di Inggris, Australia masih menjadi pilihan utama.
So a really big survey last year reminded us that students love coming to Australia because of our world-class universities, but also because we are regarded as being a really safe place, and that's even more true now, given how highly vaccinated we are. They also had really high regard for teaching practices last year, even in that really rough year when so many were teaching online. So students have been just absolutely gold. We're asking them to hold on a little tiny bit longer.
Sementara itu, Paul mengatakan ia telah mengemas barangnya dan siap berangkat.
I have already packed my luggage and just waiting for the grand opening of the border. Once it opens, I will enter immediately. No latency.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.